outside my head. Will you still love me when I call you up, when I'm down? Here in Savannah, it's pouring rain. Palm trees in the porch light like slick like cellophane. Will you still love me when I call you up? Tell those girls that you've got German measles. Honey, tell them you got germs. I hope you'll be thinking of me because I'll be thinking of you. trying to get ahead. They're trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Was the illustrious sound of Joni Mitchell, the last two, Free Men in Paris, from 2022 remastered Court and Spark, one of my favorite Joni albums. It's, you know, 5'10 here, 5'11. This is JoJo Martin, and I'm joined by my compatriot here in the studio once again. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, DJ J Money. Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Lucas, I'm gonna spring one on you. What do you want to listen to right now?
I would love to listen to some Steely Dan.
I already played one Steely Dan song this morning. So what's?
I could listen to more Steely Dan, but I would also. I would love to hear some John Coltrane and Sonny Stitt, I believe it is. Or no, Sonny Clark. What's the name of that tune? It's I'm blanking on it. It's a Kurt.
Not Tenor Madness.
No. It's
in the meantime, I feel like
Speak Low.
Oh, Speak Low, great tune.
Yeah, the good version with Sonny Clark and John Coltrane.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of. Love that one.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go. Sonny, here's some jazz for you guys. You know how I feel about jazz.
Thank you. What's your plan for moving?
Thank you.
That was a that was a Roy Hargrove solo. We might keep this one going, but for now, Lucas, tell me something you liked about that solo. Let's talk about it for a sec.
I would say that his style changed over the course of the solo a lot, in a way that it started kind of, well, like a normal solo develops, but it started much more in the realm of what the other players were playing. And then as it got on and developed, I started hearing all these like Roy Hargrove-y licks. You know?
No, it definitely was identified.
Definitely a Roy solo.
Like you could, yeah. I think there's one moment where I was like, the tone he cuts, kind of that throaty trumpet tone. And it's like really kind of in your face, but like never over the top. It's like in your face and like this is grooving and moving.
I think what's cool about it, what makes it work, is that the rest of the band does not go with him when he gets really big. They hold back. I mean, they get a bit bigger and they get a little more noise, but they're really holding back.
Yeah. And they let him go. Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I think one of my go-to landmarks of Herbie Hancock is how good his comping is. I think Herbie is one of the, and I think that comes from playing with Miles. I think playing with Miles Davis, you learn how to comp, especially behind a trumpet player. And Herbie that entire time was like pushing him, but also letting him speak. And I think there's such a delicate balance, and I think Herbie is the master of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want to listen to some Michael Brecker?
Let's hear some Michael Brecker. Right. I'd love to hear Palladium after this.
Palladium, is that a weather? That's a weather,
that's
report.
A weather
tune?
Report, so yeah. Heavy weather,
but yeah. Let's listen to Michael Brecker solo. What does he have to say? Now for something very different.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Yep, that was our PSA for the day. Just, you know, something to think about. So next up, we're actually going to connect these last couple everything that you've heard today, because it's really fun to do that. Here's the recording, Joni Mitchell, who I played earlier, with Michael Brecker, who we played earlier, with Jaco Pastorius, who we just played, along with like Pat Metheny and like some other people you might have heard of.
This is a pretty stacked lineup.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Avengers. But check out on this recording, like check out Michael Brecker's solo and how Jaco is just kind of messing with him and just like makes him like go bigger and bigger and bigger. And like there's a video of it, and if you watch the video, like Michael Brecker is mad at Jaco at the end, but like he ends up like really pushing him in this interesting way. So just like listen for that. But this is Dry Cleaner from Des Moines.
In the slot that's hot, I keep hearing bells all around me jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized, they keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Circus where the cowgirls fill the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with purpose. He had dinos and blue bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose there. He was stacking the chips, breaking off the tables, ringing bandit's bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some prisons I lost every dime I laid on the line. But the cleaner from Des Moines to put a coin in the door of a joint and get 20 for one. It's just like ¶¶
What do you have to say about that one, Lucas?
Jacko, man.
Yeah, he certainly knows how to bring the energy. He certainly knows how to bring the energy.
Does not know how not to play.
He doesn't suffer from that ailment. Definitely not how I would describe him.
To clarify, one of the most frequent criticism levied at Jacko is that he overplays. Which, you know, I think actually in some scenarios I would grant. I would say it's his thing.
Yeah, totally.
And you can kind of take it or leave it with him. He's not very apologetic.
No,
I told you my dad's story about meeting him.
No.
So, my dad went to go see a concert, and he was, there was a guitar player in the concert with Jaka who had agreed to have him meet my dad so he could show him his bass. But then the guitar player like wasn't there at the end of the show, so he was like meeting Jacko on his own. Jacko was just total jerk, right?
Yeah.
He's just like, "Who are you, man? You know, I can't even see my daughter, man. Why are you here, man?" And that type of thing. But then he played my dad's bass and was like, "Yeah, it's all right." So that's his story. But yeah, Jacko, not a nice guy. Really tragic story. But best bass player to ever do it.
Yeah.
Widely considered. It's just every time I hear him, it's just like, come on. It's just unmatched. And nobody's done it since is the other thing, too.
He creates this really interesting, in a really interesting way.
I mean, everybody's trying to do it. Nobody's done it since. Hopefully we'll get another Jacko someday who does something different, right?
Yeah.
Or as influential.
But totally.
The bar is pretty high.
Certainly the bar is high. How'd you feel about some more Roy Hargrove? Or should we do some, maybe we could carry on the trend of bass players and do like Chris McBride something?
Oh, I'd love to hear something like Pat Metheny. Actually, just like pure Pat Metheny.
Yeah.
Could you play Bright Side's Life?
Yeah. Oh, good. Great. Great song.
Another Jacko. We're really keeping the Jacko string going.
No, it's good.
This is some of Jacko's best work, actually, and his earliest work that made him famous.
Yeah.
This is Bright Side's Life from Pat Metheny. Thank you.
We have more Pat Metheny playing. Yeah, that was their breakout album, right, Lucas?
Yeah, as far as I know, that was the first album that either Pat or Jaco got big. Obviously, many more to come.
Yeah, no, I mean, to think, too, that, like, I mean, we played the Joni Mitchell, that live one earlier. Like, that kind of came from that group, which is kind of crazy. It's like a super
group. Yeah. No, it's... The Avengers is the best way to describe it. Who do you... Like, let's... You got the Brecker Brothers.
Yep.
You have Joni Mitchell, Jaco Pastorius, Pat Metheny. Who was playing drums for them most of the time?
I can't remember. I can't remember his name. He's on the album cover, though. But he's sick. And then Richard T. didn't play piano at that concert, but he did play with them, which is also crazy. We're gonna fade away with one more song, though. Esperanza Spalding. This is a classic. This is Precious by Esperanza. La 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 la.
Love the way I fit some ideal, not the real woman you've yet to understand. See, love ain't all heaven, and I am no angel. Do the best I can. You always wanted something more from my body, and said you needed something more from my loving. But all you got was me, and that's all that I can be. I'm sorry if it let you down. Some kind of tame, flattering persona that soon enough was getting real low. It takes more than pressure to change rock to diamond. Now all you have is sand slipping through your fingers. You always wanted something more from my body, and said you needed something more from my loving. Sit around and waste my precious divine energy, trying to explain and being ashamed of what you think is wrong with me. Set you up, you say I set you up, like I was different than what I am offering, and I let you down. You down and drug your heart around. Did you forget about all of the love and the acceptance that you promised me? Do
shower, so take the streets if you wanna. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar, I told him don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt.